This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
It's 4:30. We're joined by influencer, entrepreneur, and author Sophie Kasha, who has a new book out. It's called Then There Was You. Sophie, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the launch of your latest book, Then There Was You. Now, this is your second book, the first being your best-selling memoir, Then There Was Her. Now, in Then There Was Her, you shared how falling in love with a woman turned your world upside down, and that inspired thousands of your readers to reach out and share their own journey. How was that experience for you that your story resonated with so many others?
Yeah, look, it's something that I still find quite overwhelming, but in saying that too, not surprising, because I knew that when I was sort of going through my transformation journey, I needed to hear stories like this, and I needed sort of that relatability that I couldn't find. And so I wanted to create really the book that I needed during that time. And knowing that I wouldn't have been the only woman or the only human in the world experiencing feelings like this, I'm overwhelmed by the response, yes, but I wasn't so much surprised by the interest in it, no.
Can you talk us through the moment you realised that the content was able to become a book, and how did you select the stories to be included in that book?
Yeah, I think following on from my first one, Then There Was Her, just the conversations that were just continually coming through, and even months after it was launched, even before it was launched, you know, coming out as a gay woman, late in my 20s, being married, you know, my inbox was filled, and not necessarily with women who had sort of gone down their own sexuality path. It was also just women either wanting more or wanting to step out of, you know, the shadows or wanting to break free from something that they felt they were living a life that wasn't really them. So it wasn't all sexuality. And I just knew this common theme of women just living life not authentically was something that I thought, there's really an opportunity here to create something to inspire women. And like I said, the focus was never going to completely be on sexuality. It was just breaking those barriers in all forms of life.
We're chatting with author Sophie Kasha about her new book. It's called Then There Was You. Sophie, were there any sort of recurrent themes from the many stories you received of, you know, what people were going through? For example, you know, how they navigated heartbreak and so on?
Yeah, definitely one, and it was one that came up in my own story, and then there was her, and then I saw it come up in 14 other stories, was as humans, we straight away fear change. We're scared of change because we don't know what that outcome is going to be. And so I saw these women live like I was. They knew what they wanted. They were just scared of what was on the other side. But again, similar to my story, they all realized that there was actually nothing scary about it. Even not knowing what was on the other side isn't as scary as what their previous life looked like. And staying in a situation they knew they weren't happy in, staying unfulfilled, staying in a situation they were being treated poorly, whether that was career or relationship, or staying in a life simply to please other people, they realized that that was scarier, and that change, in fact, is beautiful, even if we don't know what it looks like.
Now, you selected the stories from 14 women. Did you ever get to meet up with them?
Yeah, I have. I've actually built really close relationships with a lot of them. You know, my dream was to have them all in one room and you know, come on my launch with me. But due to the sensitivity of a lot of these stories, a handful of them have gone under alternative names anonymously. They've written their stories. But no, I've had women coming to my book launches, surprising me, flying into state to come see me. So it's been, yeah, a really beautiful, humbling process for me. And I'm really just honoured to have been given the opportunity to share their stories.
We're chatting with Sophie Kasha about the new book, Then There Was You. Sophie, what advice would you give to those listening whose life hasn't necessarily turned out the way they first thought it would be? In your case, at age 25, life. Mm. You know, you were a mother of two, happily married to an AFL player, and with a successful business. Then you met the woman, and that all changed, as you were talking about before. What would you say to someone else who is just in this position and thinking, you know what, this life isn't for me?
Yeah, I think the most important thing I've learned is, well, one, change can come at any time, and that's okay. It's never too late to bring in change into your life. But secondly, and I was having this conversation last night, as women, we are raised to sort of live our life by a timeline. And I think we feel more pressure than men, especially, you know, you grow up, you go to school, you go to university, you get a job and you meet a man and you get married and you're successful. And I recalled last night how scared I was to turn 30. And it was because, you know, oh, did I live enough in my 20s? Did I explore enough? And there's this thing with the 20s that you have to get everything out of the way. But this book has really just solidified for me that we live in no matter how old we are and whatever decade we're going through. And I'm the happiest I've ever been in my 30s. And I can't wait for my 40s. I can't wait for my 50s because I know that living factor, it never stops. And so that change, it's never too late to bring in that change, and it's never too late to continue living how you want to live your life.
So, Sophie, let's look at social media. And if you think about the many women who wrote to you, I mean, they were quite authentic in sharing their struggles with you, but that's not what necessarily happens in everyday life, is it, on social media? So from your experience as a blogger and on social media, I think you've got, 261,000 followers.
Yep.
How do you think people should view and use these platforms?
I think that we've definitely seen a change, especially in the last decade, with the vulnerability that people are willing to share. I feel like we're talking a lot more about mental health, which is brilliant. You know, looking back when I was younger, these conversations were never spoken about. I think female sexuality is definitely something that is becoming more spoken about as well. It's a tricky one because it's so individual to every person, and I certainly have adapted my social media over the years. You know, once upon a time, I was super open and vulnerable, and I wrote a book about my life, and I don't regret that at all. But I'm also now in a place where I'm a bit older and perhaps more content in myself that I don't feel the need to share certain things. I think, yeah, there's always a focus with me. I always get asked about the negative sides of social media, but I choose to focus on the good. And it allows us a platform, you know, like we just talked about. I've connected with 14 incredible women now, and social media has enabled me to communicate with them and to share their stories on a broader platform. So if used the right way, absolutely, social media can be so beneficial for us all.
Would you recommend that people take some time to write their own story as a way to get perspective and, I suppose, some insight?
I think that people should, I would encourage them to share, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be a book, but it can be with your mom, it can be with your friends, and really, again, this book has taught me that, and it's a throwaway line, but I mean it, that everyone has a story and everyone is going through something. And so things that perhaps you might be embarrassed or ashamed or feel are taboo topics to share around the coffee table with your friends, you'd be more than surprised at how many of your people around you would be able to relate in some way as well. And this book absolutely taught me that whilst readers might not be able to relate directly to a story, there is certainly emotions there that they will connect to as well. And so that is why I do encourage people to open up and share with those around them.
The book is called Then There Was You. It is available now. Sophie, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Sophie Keisha.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.